and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into the AllSpark is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we have returned, and we're not releasing it yet, but we're in the midst of the top 100 Transformers countdown.
That's right.
Yes, and we've encountered, what, the first four episodes now?
Yes,
we're waiting for the last 25 to drop now at this point, which, oh, yes. There's going to be some angry peoples.
Like Steve, folks.
There's going to be some angry peoples.
There's going to be some angry Megatrons and some, yeah. Well, spoiler, there already was an angry Waspinator.
Well, nobody loved Waspinator.
But yes, we have recorded 75 entries out of the 100, so now we are just facing the top 25 faces of darkness.
Yep, and then so, the recap and Oblivion.
Then we're done.
There.
Yeah, we're done. Done. Yep. But we have put a lot of work into this. Optimus Solo has put a lot of work into this. He's the one that has the point system and the math and the meth and all that Transformer stuff that he does, and he does an awesome job with that, and we've had a couple of guest hosts on as well so far. As of this recording, we've had two guest hosts, so very, very cool. Actually, we've had three, technically, but Michael Wilson is more of a GCRN.
OG.
Yeah, so, I mean, not that he's not special, not that he's not a special guest, but... Yeah, anyway, so yeah, no, top 100 Transformers characters countdown coming in August here on All Things Transformers, TFG1 Podcast, Geekcast Radio, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be epic, so you'll have to tune in. Plus, I don't know the release schedule, but I believe this is the episode before we get to actually talk about Kingdom.
Yes, this is, yes. So we just released episode 200, which was... a slight celebration for us, and we covered Beast Wars issues 4 and 5 of the comic. This will be episode 201. This will be out as soon as either Steve or myself can get it edited. And then in episode 202 will be our full-on review of Kingdom.
Yes, and I cannot wait to talk about it because reasons. That's all I can say. So, yeah, so it will likely be myself, Optimus Solo, and TFG and Mike rounding out the panel of discussion, and, you know, we'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll piss and moan. So, without further ado, let's get into some Transformers news. So, I guess I should start off with the first portion that I really don't care. It's cool and all, but again, I don't know what the significance of this partnership is. Jay Blavin, who I'd not heard of before this, is getting his own specialized Soundwave and cassettes of Transformers because of the, I liked Transformers when I was a kid. So he's getting his own figure. I have no idea what the significance of this is. I know that Hasbro has previously partnered with, you know, Marvel and Universal to create figures from respective universes and stuff. And yeah. So they're calling this robot the J Blavatron, which just sounds silly to me. But again, I don't get the significance of it. So that's just me complaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I never heard any of his music. I'm not going to judge the man. I can't judge his music. I don't know. No clue. Just like you. It's not. I listen to Nickelback, folks. I don't listen to this guy. Whatever.
Where's my Stan Bush and Vince DiCola one?
I know, right?
Yeah. Repeat Blaster for me.
Exactly. All as I know is last year, the year that was 2020, he and somebody else were doing some sort of war off or some sort of like back and forth war between value meals at various, like he got his own McDonald's meal and it's basically a burger and fries, but it's specific to how he likes the stuff kind of thing or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. The only reason why I even wanted to bring this up was because it's a yellow repainted Soundwave to, and I like how they did this, and they explain this, and we'll have this in the show notes. They explain this in the Billboard article about how the cassettes are modeled after his albums, the colors are modeled after his style and his whatever and everything else. So I think that's kind of cool, and it's not often we see a sound. Well, it's not often we see a Soundwave repaint unless it's a new Sound retool, unless it's Sound Blaster, or unless it's Shattered Glass, which is the white Soundwave, the music label Soundwave or whatever kind of thing. So that's the only reason why I wanted to bring this up, was just bring it up in passing. I didn't want to spend too much time on this, and it's interesting. I don't know how many people will actually get it, but
yeah, I have no care in the world. To be honest, I probably, you know, if it weren't for Mike, I probably would have just glossed over this on purpose because.
Right. Yeah. And that's all we're really doing.
Yeah. So anyways, moving on.
Yes.
We have Hark the Super 7 Reaction Transformers figures, which.
I wish Optimus Solo was here.
Reaction here on this.
No, I wish Optimus Solo was here for this part because he has a huge reaction to this, because apparently these figures from Super 7 are really expensive.
They are. They're like $18 to $20 for these little bricks. Like, yeah, their arms and legs twist and move, but other than that, like, there's no articulation. They're like an old school styled like 80s toy of like, you know, you'll see the dollar store, you know, soldiers.
Yeah.
Which actually have more articulation than these.
Mm-hmm. My Funko Pops probably have more articulation than these.
Let's put it this way. I would rather have a Funko Pop than one of these.
And at least Funkos, for the most part, unless they're super, super exclusive, they're anywhere from $9 to $20, depending on the size. Like we mentioned, I think it was the episode before last episode, or I don't know, episode one, whatever. The last episode we did news, and I mentioned that Funko was doing the Jumbo Soundwave. Like, I understand why the Jumbo Soundwave is $40, because it's a 10-inch figure with cassettes that can fit on his chest kind of thing. These things, I don't know.
I've seen them at Target, and they're not that impressive.
Yeah.
I think they're the only ones that sell them, though.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually Target exclusives.
I don't think they are, but I think that very limited stores carry it. Like, they have to be like a specialty store or a Target.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're non-transformable. They're, I guess some people like these. Again, I don't know why. But I get it. Like, if they're just like, I just want the character. I don't care if he transforms, and I don't want to spend an arm and a leg. But at this point, you're almost spending the cost of the figure anyway, so it's like, just buy the thing or wait for an RED. At least I can get the RED.
Yeah,
like, they're fully articulated, they're fully like characterized from the show, they're, you know, the details are there, and then they come with special extra pieces, like, and they're pretty much in scale, whereas like, this is like, it's literally, I saw the Bumblebee one that's like, but it's like gold and black, and I just rolled my eyes. So yeah, I don't get them, but they've got Wave 4 coming out for those that are interested, of Galvatron, Hot Rod, Dead Optimus Prime, and King Starscream. So
I love how the article calls it Dead Optimus Prime, but it actually is called something else on the actual toy.
Fallen Leader Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He dropped the Matrix like it's hot. Yeah, this is like beating up. Yeah, and it says age is 14 and up. For what?
Yeah, really? Seriously.
There's nothing there. Anyways.
Like, I would give this to your 6-year-old. Like,
my 6-year-old has regular Transformers.
Like, well, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, I don't know. It's, yeah.
It's genius, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the other thing that's kind of coming out that's interesting is remember when Hasbro did this whole aligned thing partnership with Hasbro, and they decided, you know, we're not going to release our own specialty figures anymore. And they're like, we're just going to have one figure, and it comes out universally. There is no special paint edition of any figure anymore.
Are you referring to Galvatron?
No, I'm referring to Premium Finish.
Oh, Premium Finish, yeah.
Because now we have Premium Finish Optimus Prime, Megatron, and Ultra Magnus.
I believe, yes. Coming.
And yeah, it's hilarious because they're like, we're going to do Premium Finish, which honestly, it's what the figure should have looked like to start out with. Like, way to rake people over the coals, man. This is why I repaint my own toys.
Mm-hmm.
I buy them cheap. I do it because Hasbro is cheap. Mm-hmm. They can't even be bothered to put a proper paint job on anything. And I think they're afraid of like metallic colors for some reason. I you know, they don't have to do the vacuum seal thing that they used to do with Transmetals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at least they could do is that. But yeah, so they're doing these Takara Transformer Studio Series Premium Finish figures, and they look spectacular. But again, you're spending $20 over what the original figure cost for that specialty paint job.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I love the idea behind it. I mean, the Netflix ones, if you get those, most of the time they have a better paint job than the straight Hasbro release.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, speaking specifically of, like, they have an Optimus Primal, they have a Cheetor, they have various other characters that... Mm. Have that specialty paint job. But honestly, I would love if they had painted the characters correctly to start out with. But, but you know,
heaven forbid they ever do that.
Yeah. Because, you know, it costs money. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways, I'm complaining. I'm whining about it. I think that it's
shall
ridiculous.
Shall we sweep this under the rug?
I guess we shall.
Studio Series 86 sweep along with Jolt and Bumblebee in package images. So I just did a quick search as you were on your soapbox about the repaints and Hasbro being cheap, but they're a toy company. Because they is, right. And besides me, I want to ask this to the audience. Does it bother anybody else that the actual sweep figures, the actual sweep characters, don't really have any characterization? Like I said, I just did a quick TF Wiki search. Sweep 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, or at least up to 6, maybe. There's no real... Like, I think there may have been, like, one. I think sweep 4 or 5 might have had something... Like the one line of, you know, we belong to him or whatever.
We belong to Unicron.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I like this. I think it's cool. I love that they're still allowing everybody to do army building, especially with, you know, the sweeps and the alt modes and the things like that. But I just wish that they, somebody, anybody, Bob Budiansky, Buzz Dixon, hell, even J.J. Abrams at this point would give the sweeps some actual characterization. I don't know. It's just me, I guess.
I don't honestly care if they have characterization, but they're kind of throwaway characters anyway, but...
Yeah, they are. I mean, like I said, they're army builders.
They're army builders. It's like... You know, all the Decius drones and stuff and the,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. And then there's a character in Kingdom that is an army builder. And so, I mean, it's every way you go about it, there's a bunch of army builders in various series. So I guess if you feel inclined to have them. then yay.
We don't have too much information on this. We just know that Hasbro PulseCon is returning this fall. Because, obviously, in the dreary year that was 2020, last September's Hasbro PulseCon was their big online event that dropped a ton of reveals for their top brands. So, according to Hasbro Pulse's Instagram, they are coming back for this fall as well. So, that's kind of cool.
Nice. Nice.
And last thing I have, unless you have anything else we can talk about in a minute, but the last thing I have is... Toy Accurate Generation Selects Leader Galvatron.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that, and I, to begin with, was trying to figure out why that people cared about this so much, and then I realized it's because it's the actual original toy.
It's the original toy, yeah.
And I gotta say, not that it interests me in the slightest because the colors, but I can get if you have the nostalgia for the original, but you want the proper sculpting.
Right, yeah. I posted this, or I retweeted this or something, and Optimus Solo had said something on Twitter like, wait a minute, the original Galvatron had red in him? So I did a quick Google search at the time, and I found somebody with an original G1 Galvatron on eBay, and I just zoomed in. I'm like, Galvatron the Red. He's like, I totally forgot all about that. And I'm like, yeah, most people did. The two things I love about this have nothing to do with the actual figure. I think it's kind of cool that they're doing it to pay homage to the original toy. I always hated the original toy because, as you have said in other episodes, and you'll say in future episodes, you are an accuracy whore.
Yep.
I always hated this toy as a kid. I had this toy. I hated the colors. It wasn't what was in the movie. But the two things I love about this new figure, the lime neon green looking Matrix and the black versions of the Revenge. If I had the current Kingdom Galvatron, I would want these black repainted Revenge guns, the Revenge ships, for a Kingdom Galvatron, because the ones that come with Kingdom Galvatron are just gray. They're not even silver. They're just gray, and they blend in way too much. These black ones, though, these look super cool.
Well, and people have also repainted Galvatron's treads because they're pretty... They like the outline, like the outlier part of it, because they just they mesh too much with the treads, and so... That's my only gripe with modern Hasbro is after the Generations, the Thrilling 30 line, they kind of threw in the towel and said, screw your, you know, accuracy to the animation models, or screw the, you know, getting the proper paint decor on them. We're just going to go cheap. We're not even, you know, because the fact that, one, there's so many like potholes in modern toys.
Right.
Is ridiculous. I've looked at, like, I honestly was turned away from the new Rhinox because he looks like a hollow brick. Like, there's not much to him. He's literally a bunch of holes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deal with the fact that I'm going to have to buy, like, Dinobot has so many holes in him, and he has goofy looking hands. And then you look at, you know, the Megatron, and you look at pretty much any of them, they all have like some kind of a hole or kibble type thing going on. And you look at the old stuff, and like from the Thrilling 30 line, I don't have any issues.
Yeah.
At all with the holes. Like, yeah, there might be a little gap because of something that folds in on the transformation, but there's just a lot of things they just blatantly just didn't include.
Right. So on the T-Formers website post for this, I tried to look at Big Bad Toy Store, but it didn't have anything. I looked at the TF Source and the Entertainment Earth prices for this Galvatron figure. TF Source lists him at $55.99, and Entertainment Earth lists him at $52.99. personally, because I didn't like the figure as a kid, because it wasn't the right colors, I would just get the Kingdom, the regular purple Kingdom Galvatron.
I've seen a lot of people saying that, honestly. So it leaves me to wonder how many are actually going to purchase this thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, diehard completionists, I guess. I don't know.
Kevin.
I don't know. I don't know if he will. He might. I'm not sure.
He might not, just because it's a goofy color.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyways, yeah, I'm not a, like, I've been tempted to get a Galvatron or get a Megatron from this line. Uh-huh. Because I don't really have one to go with right. My Prime at this point. But I don't know if I care enough because, well, because like I don't want to spend an obscene amount of money for a proper paint decor.
Right.
And the cheaper ones I'd have to basically mod myself to make it worth my while, which I've done okay. With all the Kingdom figures at this point.
Right. For me personally, if I was still collecting actual action figures, not just Funkos, I would want the purple Kingdom Galvatron, the leader Galvatron, and I would want the Commander class Rodimus, because, like I said in another episode when we talked about when they revealed Commander class Rodimus, it is essentially a modern, upscale version, better version, more accurate version of the original 86, 87 toy when they did Rodimus at the time back then. Mm-hmm. And I had that Rodimus at the time, back when I was a kid. So those are really the only two that I would absolutely have to have if I was collecting them and if I had the money to get them, which I don't, which is fine. And I'm perfectly okay. You know. But I love that Hasbro is, I mean, yes, there is always room for improvement. But the fact that they're not ignoring every little thing, like...
Yeah, and I know I'm griping on them, like, pretty hard. But they are trying mm-hmm. to appease the fans and trying to give them, you know, nostalgia and stuff with the Generations line. And for that, I give them kudos. Because, like, even the G2 Megatron, made out of the same Megatron mold,
mm-hmm.
They're definitely like milking this line for all yes, it's got are. with the repaints. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many Megatrons have come out and how many now this is like a couple Galvatrons because they're reusing part of this in Megatron for the shattered glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. So, I mean, they're definitely milking all these figures at this point, especially with the new crossover line that they're doing. But I do give them props for what they're attempting.
Yes. And I almost forgot. The last thing, at least that I have, is what you shared about the Kingdom Wave 4 art for Tigatron, Shadow Panther, Slammer, and Pipes.
Yes. I love the website aspect of it because all the art's right there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I've got a gripe with Tigatron, I love the art.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have the same transformation as the Cheetor.
Because
if you look at his legs, he's got the paws pulled up, just yep. like Cheetor.
Yep.
Which I feel like they're gonna screw him up, but he's gonna be a Voyager instead of a Deluxe,
mm-hmm.
which is the only thing going for him. So then give him a little bit more detail, maybe work out some of the engineering kinks, because I do like the Cheetor that they came out with. However, mm-hmm. his chest wasn't bulky enough along the edges, and there was a plastic clip that I heard that if you transformed it, it broke. I never did transform it. I customed it and I sold it and I bought the 10th anniversary 96 Cheetor again. And Tigatron, the other thing that's got me bothered about this, not only from the leg transformation aspect, but I hope they give him the head sculpt that he has here in this photo, but I hope that they give him one of his gut guns instead of just a tail.
Yeah.
So show them with the cool. tail weapon. And I yep. have a feeling they're not going to, which means that in order to get his gun, you're going to have to buy one of those third party kits yep. on and attach it, which if it comes down to that, I might actually spring for one of those. The Cheetor, I was like, I'm not spending an extra amount for a Cheetor to have his guns. Because he came with his tail whip, which isn't until Transmetal. So, and he didn't even use the stupid thing, as far as I know. Like, like he didn't, he doesn't even use, like, his tail isn't even one of his weapons in Beast Wars. It's Tigatron either. So, like, I don't know. Sometimes they show things differently at different times and they don't actually use whatever it is. So, yeah. So yeah, I'm hoping that they make this figure good. The Waspinator looks pretty decent, although it looks just like how the toy is going to look.
Yeah, I know.
I prefer Thrilling 30 better, although the leg sculpt is better on this version.
Yeah, the legs look better on this version, but it just creeps me out that he has the antenna nipples.
Yeah.
And I know that's because that's his wasp head. I get it. I understand.
It's different
that,
looking on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are ball joint ones. And then Shadow Panther is a repaint of Cheetor. And then they gave him his mutant head from the original Beast Wars. So
that's cool.
Which I'm fine with that. Then of course they've dropped, you know, Ron Perlman is Primal and people are mad about that now because of the petition. So so yeah, a bunch of things coming through the pipe. New buzzworthy origin Bumblebee from Cybertron coming.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I actually am excited for that to see.
I'm excited for that. People are like, now we need Wheeljack.
Yep. We need Wheeljack to be big enough so Bumblebee can fit inside him. Yep.
It won't happen, but yeah.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, do you love the fact that they charge an obscene amount for this little tiny Bumblebee that's in this giant box?
No. No,
I think Hasbro was like, here, let's throw a target a bone and give him he comes with a jetpack though, so that's cool, and those Energon rods. I'm tempted for this Bumblebee only because it's pure Cybertron.
Yeah, it's G1 Cybertronian Bumblebee from the very first episode.
And then we have some new promotional Netflix photos of Kingdom that have been coming, as well as trailers and everything else. So yeah, so ton of stuff to be excited for right now.
Absolutely.
But I think that's about it on this episode.
Yeah, I think that is too. I'm sitting here looking at the awesome Nemesis Prime Funko Pop and some other Nemesis Prime things, but yes, really, I mean, that's what's going on here in all things Transformers. As we said in the beginning of this episode, next time around, you'll hear our full spoiler review of Kingdom. I will say that I wish this whole trilogy was a little bit longer. I don't know what it was with the animation studio, with Rooster Teeth or whoever it is. I think it's Rooster Teeth. I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's Netflix. I don't know if it's whatever. But I felt as if Kingdom, they packed a lot into the 6 episodes that Kingdom gets. But 18 episodes overall just feels like one long season to me. And yeah. I know you aren't interested in going back and watching.
What?
To what I'm about to say. I know you aren't interested in going back and watching it all at once. But I kind of want to see how Siege, Earthrise, and Kingdom fit together in one marathon to the point of, is it any good as a whole instead of 3 separate pieces of a story?
It definitely plays as one run-on movie. I've watched Siege and Earthrise in a row, and then I tied it right up with watching the last episode of Earthrise into Kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah.
So it definitely feels like a one run-on story.
Who knows?
So, who knows?
Wonder what's going to happen next.
I do wonder what's going to happen next. I wonder if they leave it open or not.
I wonder if, you know, whatever trilogy or whatever next Transformers cartoon we get, if we're going to get Transmetals.
I hope not. They're going to ruin it. I mean, they're already doing it in the games, like the phone game. So
Yeah, finally, Earth Wars. Anybody still playing Earth Wars out there? Transmetal Megatron and who else?
I play it periodically. It's not Transmetal Megatron, is it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. That's what I thought I saw. I could be wrong.
Forgive the typing. I have to look this up now. Because if they have Earth Wars and they have... I know they have Rat Trap in the game. I don't think they have...
I swear.
They've got all the Beast Wars characters in it, but I don't think that they have them transmetalized.
I forget where I saw it, but I swear somebody said somewhere that it was Transmetal Megatron. Anyway. I don't know.
We shall see.
I could have sworn it was somewhere in here, but whatever. Tune in next time as we finish off.
Yeah. So, anyways, until next time,
transform and transcend. Yes. Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.